Married at First Sight. Chapter 4187. Mr. Jansen, I have no obligation to support you. Pedro had no intention of sending Holden any money. He also sensed that Holden's call was more of a test than a genuine request for money. Holden snapped, "Aren't you going to marry my daughter? That makes you my son-in-law, and a son-in-law is like a half-son. A son should take care of his father. Transfer some money to me right now, or I won't let my daughter marry you." Pedro responded bluntly, "Catherine's marriage is her decision. Even if I marry her, she controls the finances, not me. I don't have any money." Holden scoffed. "Mr. Fraser, are you even a man? Can't you bring back the prestige of the Farrell family's son-in-law? Look at what happened to me. I've been financially controlled ever since I got married. You're heading down the same path. Let me tell you, the women in the Farrell family are trouble. You'd better not marry Catherine. She's even worse than her mother." Pedro's voice turned cold. "Mr. Jansen, my relationship with Catherine is none of your concern. You should focus on your own affairs. If that's all, I'm hanging up. Tell Catherine to call me when she wakes up," Holden demanded. "I've had a miserable life, and now I have an ungrateful daughter who doesn't even acknowledge me as her father." Pedro didn't hold back. "Mr. Jansen, you've never fulfilled your responsibilities as a parent. You don't care about your daughter, yet you expect her to take care of you. How does that make sense? Besides, the family will clearly states that your three sons are responsible for your care. If Catherine chooses to give you money, that's her decision. If she doesn't, she's not obligated to. To hell with the will. Legally, Catherine is required to support me. If she refuses, I'll sue her for neglecting her father. Just wait and see." Pedro remained unfazed. "Go ahead and sue if you want," Holden sneered. "Don't be so arrogant, Mr. Fraser. I won't let you marry Catherine. You'll end up like Mr. Dunn, spending your life like a lapdog at Clarissa's feet. Assistants like you are nothing but lackeys." Pedro hung up. His heart ached for Catherine. She always said she had no real family ties, and it was true her own relatives were ruthless to her. In the future, Pedro would make up for it. He would love Catherine twice as much. They would have two children, build a happy family together, and leave Mr. Jansen in the past. After hanging up, Pedro turned to see Catherine waking up. "That was my dad on the phone, wasn't it?" she asked. "What did he say to make you so angry that you hung up on him?" Pedro put the phone down and sat beside her. "Miss, you're awake." Catherine nodded. "I woke up when the phone rang. I didn't want to talk to him, so I pretended to be asleep and let you handle it. He must have called to test the waters." She knew her father was aware of her brother's failed plot against her. "Miss," Pedro said softly, brushing a strand of hair from her face. "Don't let him get to you. He's never treated you well." Holden was the most heartless father Pedro had ever encountered. Pedro had lost his own parents when he was too young to remember them. He never felt the pain of their absence, but he had witnessed real parental love in others. Most parents cared deeply for their children. Catherine was simply unlucky to have one who didn't. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4188. Chapter 4188. Pedro had seen what it meant to have loving parents. Catherine, unfortunately, had been deprived of that. "I don't care," Catherine said firmly. "I don't care at all. Did my father ask you for money? He's not actually broke, he just wants to check on my brother's situation. He must have warned them not to act against me, but they didn't listen. Now he's waiting to see how things play out." She knew her father was aware of the assassination attempt. He had probably tried to dissuade her brothers, but when they refused to listen, he let things unfold, hoping their plan would succeed so they could inherit a fortune. Catherine sighed. The will states my brothers are responsible for his care. Since they have money, they won't let him suffer. That's better for him than anything I'd provide. Still, I won't let my father starve. I'll give him enough for basic living expenses, based on the standards of our hometown. If he falls ill, the medical bills will be split equally among us. That's all I owe him. He asked me for $1 million, Pedro informed her. Said he needed it for gambling. But he's not even a gambling addict. He just enjoys a luxurious lifestyle, good food, relaxation, and hired help. Ever since Holden had himself castrated, he could no longer chase women. Instead, he spent money on comfort and indulgence. Ignore him, Catherine said, closing her eyes with a yawn. He'll probably show up at the hospital later. I'm going back to sleep. The more I sleep, the sleepier I get. Pedro adjusted her blanket. Get some rest. You've been too exhausted lately. As he reached out to check her forehead, he frowned. Your fever's back. You can't take your next dose for another half hour, but you should drink some warm water. Catherine placed a hand on her forehead. It was burning again. No wonder she felt so sluggish. Fine, she murmured. Get me some water. I'll drink more and go back to sleep after taking my medicine. Pedro quickly fetched a glass of warm water and handed it to her. As she drank, she suddenly coughed. Pedro patted her back gently. Miss, slow down. You're choking. Catherine shook her head. It's not that. It's the cold. I was nearly frozen to death in that storm. This fever isn't the only problem. I'll probably be dealing with this cough for a while. Pedro reassured her, this is the best hospital in Jensburg with the best doctors. I'll tell them about your cough so they can adjust your medication. The doctor had prescribed just one day's worth of medicine for her fever, planning to reassess her condition before giving further treatment. Catherine sighed. All right. Just let me sleep a little longer. Pedro sat by her side, determined to take care of her, no matter what. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4189. Chapter 4189. Catherine studied Pedro for a moment before saying, when I was a child, I was always cold, which made me prone to catching colds and coughing. Every time the seasons changed, I would have coughing fits that lasted a long time. But as I grew older, I took better care of myself. My immunity improved, and I haven't had a cough in years. I'm not worried about it. She gazed at him tenderly. With you here, I have nothing to be afraid of. Pedro gently pinched her cheek, his tone affectionate yet firm. I'm still upset. I don't want you taking risks, but I can't stop you. Just get better soon so I can stop worrying. Pedro was her right-hand man, always following her lead in everything. Even though they were in a relationship, he still adhered to her decisions. All right, don't be mad anymore. I won't take risks like that again. Besides, if you keep frowning, you'll age faster. You're already a few years older than me. If you go gray before I do, we won't be growing old together like we planned. Her teasing softened Pedro's expression, and he stopped frowning. I'll go get you some food. You need to eat before taking your medicine. As Pedro checked the time, there was a knock on the door. Jim entered, carrying two insulated lunch boxes. Miss Farrell, Sister Liberty asked me to bring you this. Eat it while it's hot. He set the lunch boxes on the bedside table and turned to Pedro. Mr. Fraser, Sister Liberty wants you to take good care of Miss Farrell. I'll be delivering your meals 3 times a day. Catherine preferred having someone she trusted bring her food. Jim, who had once been a bodyguard for Zachary, was now under Liberty's employment. He had a good character, and Catherine trusted him completely. Given the situation, he was the perfect choice to deliver their meals. The four bodyguards who usually protected Catherine had been injured in last night's confrontation with Marco's men. Like Catherine, they were still hospitalized. "Jim, thank Miss Hunt for me," Pedro said sincerely. Jim nodded before quietly leaving. Shortly after, Donald and his wife arrived, carrying a basket of fruit and several nutritional supplements. Mrs. Queen didn't hold back her frustration as soon as she stepped inside. "Catherine, something this serious happened, and you didn't tell us? Hayden was busy, so we came first. How are you feeling? Your brothers, those monsters, how could they do this to you?" Her anger toward Marco and his brothers was evident. Donald, standing beside her, also looked concerned. The Farrell family had many members, but Catherine was the only one the Queen family truly respected. "Uncle Queen, Auntie," Catherine greeted, trying to sit up. Mrs. Queen immediately stopped her. "Don't move." Seeing the bruises on Catherine's face and the bandage wrapped around her injured right arm, Mrs. Queen's heart ached. "They're inhuman. How could they hurt you like this?" Her voice grew more serious. "Catherine, if they try to frame this as a family dispute and push for reconciliation, don't even think about it. They're ruthless enough to attack you with a knife. If you forgive them, you're just setting yourself up for another betrayal. They jump at the chance to strike again." Mrs. Queen didn't know the full details, only that Catherine had been hurt in a conflict with her three brothers, who had attacked her with a kitchen knife. To outsiders, it looked like a family quarrel. "Auntie, I'm fine. It's just a flesh wound. And of course, I won't reconcile with them. This isn't just a family dispute." Catherine briefly explained what had happened the night before. Mrs. Queen was stunned. Coming from a small, well-disciplined family, she had only ever heard about vicious power struggles in other households. Catherine's experience shocked her to the core. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4190. Chapter 4190. Maybe it was because the Queen family was close to Catherine, or perhaps Mrs. Queen had always had a soft spot for her. "You're their biological sister." Mrs. Queen gasped, disbelief written all over her face. Catherine gave a bitter smile but said nothing. Mrs. Queen then frowned. "Catherine, do you have a fever? Your face looks flushed." She reached out to touch Catherine's forehead and confirmed her suspicion. "You do have a fever. Mr. Fraser, have you told the doctor?" Pedro nodded. "She developed a fever early this morning. It subsided after taking antipyretics, but now it's back. It's time for another dose." Mrs. Queen noticed the lunch boxes on the table and understood the situation immediately. "Mr. Fraser, go eat. I'll take care of Catherine." "Auntie, that's really not necessary. I can eat by myself," Catherine said, feeling a little embarrassed. This was the first time someone from her mother's generation had cared for her like this. Mrs. Queen wasn't her relative, yet she treated her with such warmth. "Your right hand is injured, and your left hand has an foredrip. It's inconvenient for you. Let me take care of you. Think of me as a mother looking after her daughter. My husband and Mr. Fraser can chat in the sitting area. If you need anything, we're here to help." She opened the insulated lunch boxes, seeing that one contained a light meal meant for Catherine. Without hesitation, she began feeding her. Catherine, though initially hesitant, finally gave in. During the meal, Hayden called to check on her condition. When he heard she was only suffering from minor injuries, he relaxed a little, but he still scolded her for taking such a reckless risk. Catherine chuckled. It was worth it. Everything is finally settled. Hayden could only sigh. Just focus on healing. If you need anything, let us know. The Queen family will always support you. Meanwhile, in another city, Holden was growing increasingly anxious. He finally made the decision to go to Jensburg City himself. he had to find out exactly what happened to his three sons. Would they be sentenced? If so, how many years would they get? He intended to hire the best lawyers to help them get reduced sentences. But before anything else, he needed to assess Catherine's condition. The severity of her injuries would determine their fate. Cursing Catherine under his breath, Holden regretted not stopping her from returning in the first place. He and his sons had underestimated her. They assumed that since she had grown up in the countryside, even though she had gone to college, she wouldn't be a real threat. More than that, they never thought she'd have the courage or strength to fight back. "Grandpa, are you heading out?" the nanny asked as she saw Holden grabbing his car keys. "Yes, I'm going to Jensburg City. I might not be back for a while. While I'm gone, make sure you do your work properly, no slacking off. The house is full of surveillance cameras. If I catch you being lazy, don't blame me when your bonuses get deducted."